Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I think we're always open for business, particularly as we get close to the trade deadline. We're always buyers. We're always trying to position ourselves to be the best that we can be this year. But that not only applies to the secondary that you asked about, I'm sure that applies to all three phases of the game.
Mike Tomlin yesterday saying they're open for business, and then Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan last night. They get Kyle Duggar from the New England Patriots in exchange for a sixth-round pick. They also get a seventh-round pick in return. And it feels like every few weeks now we're talking to Christopher Price from the Boston Globe about a former Patriots safety. He joins us now. He's covered the team for 21 years, one of the very best reporters in the industry, and you can follow him on Twitter at @CPriceGlobe. Hey, thank you for making time for us today, Christopher. Appreciate it as always.
I figure it's only a matter of time before the Steelers trade for what, Del Pettis, Jalen Hawkins. We're going to be revisiting this month after month after month. How you doing, my friend?
I am doing great. I mean, at some point, they might even try to get Rodney Harrison out of retirement at this rate with all these guys going down. So I asked this question about Jabril Peppers. I'll ask the same one here about Kyle Duggar. I mean, did he fall out of favor by things that were happening off the field, or is this a scheme fit kind of deal?
It was more of a scheme fit kind of deal. He's an interesting guy. He's an interesting backstory here. First of all, he's an old 29 because he came out of Lenoir Rhyne a little bit later on. I think he was 23 or 24 when he left, or when he declared for the draft. And so he's an older player, and he plays hard. And so that's why I say he's an old 29. He went through, over the last year, he suffered a pretty serious ankle injury last season, and he kept playing through it when he probably should have stopped, because he wanted to be a good teammate, and everything was, the ship was sinking last year. The Patriots went 4-13, and he wanted to be out there on the field and set a good example. He was a captain. He's a veteran. And he probably should have not played for the bulk of the season. So he had off-season ankle surgery, and he spent most of the off-season rehabbing that. And then when you pile on the fact that it was a new defensive scheme and they wanted him to do a little bit more deep safety work than box safety work to kind of, maybe show off some versatility, it was just not a scheme fit. So there are multiple things there when you consider his time in New England. I'll say this, man, he's a pro's pro. It was awkward this spring and summer talking to him because it was clear he had fallen out of favor, but he answered every question. He was a good teammate. He was, he's good in the locker room. So there's a lot to like about him in terms of intangibles, but you just need to know that, again, he's kind of an old 29 and coming off a pretty serious ankle injury.
Well, he's young for the Steelers defense. I mean, if he's on the south side of 30, so that's pretty good as far as they're concerned relative to everybody else. So you say he didn't play all that well at free safety because he's kind of miscast in that role. The Steelers are collecting box safeties now. How is he at that particular duty?
He's good. Yeah. He's good. Again, this is a guy who was, up until last year, I don't want to say was the centerpiece, but was a guy they relied on an awful lot. And I think he still has some good football left in him. I don't think he is the guy he was 2 or 3 years ago in terms of being that big physical box safety. He's not going to get you, 100 tackles or something like that. But, you can put him in there as part of a larger scheme. You don't want to rely on him to be a star, but as a piece of the puzzle, I think he's got a lot left in him. If you're looking for another kind of box safety in terms of, if you want to set up a rotation there.
Christopher Price from the Boston Globe joining us here on the Fan Morning Show, giving us the lowdown on Kyle Duggar. Jabril Peppers only played 13 snaps, by the way, in the last game. I think he's better than the guys they have been playing, but they haven't played him anyhow. You mentioned that Kyle Duggar is a pro's pro. Do you think he's a guy that could pick up a defense pretty quickly as well?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I do. And again, I think just part of it here in New England was a scheme fit. This is a guy who's been around, he's been in the NFL an awful long time, relatively long time, compared to some other guys out there. This is a good locker room guy. This is a high character guy. He's going to do a ton of, not that fans are going to care about this from an on-field perspective, but he's going to do charity work. He's going to be, a nice guy in the locker room. He's going to be a good fit for what you want to get done defensively. So, again, he's not going to be a Pro Bowler, but if you're asking him to be a part of a safety rotation, I think he could be a good piece of the puzzle.
I'd be remiss, Chris, if I didn't ask you about this. I mean, the Patriots sitting there at 6-2, first place in the AFC East. People around here pretty ticked off that hadn't been that long and they found their franchise quarterback. A, is Drake May the real deal? And B, do you think the Patriots have what it takes to hold off the Bills for division supremacy?
I think Drake May is the real deal. I am of the opinion that the Bills are going to get hot between now and the end of the season, and so I think Buffalo is going to capture that thing by like a game. But look, I think this New England redevelopment project is a lot farther along than any one of us would have thought that we could have been at this point in the year. I had them at 7 wins this past season. I had them at, I fully cop to the fact that they are ahead of the curve. And look, a lot of that is a really relatively easy schedule. I think the metrics suggest that this is one of the easiest schedules in the National Football League since 1978, so you take that into account. But there are pieces around Drake May, too, at the same time offensively. Diggs is, I think, far exceeded expectations. The offensive line is much better. And ever since, they ended up losing in the second half to the Steelers, they've managed to hold on to the football. And so it's all kind of come together very, very nicely for them. Put together a 5-game winning streak. First 5-game winning streak they've had since 2021. And it's the first time this past week they scored 30. First time since 2020 they put back-to-back weeks together where they've scored 30-plus points. So I am of the opinion that they have the arrow pointed in the right direction. They're going to make the postseason, but I just don't know if they're going to be able to overtake the Bills for division the division supremacy quite yet.
People love to hear that around here. Christopher Price, the Boston Globe, covered the team for 21 years. He's the best around at covering that team. Chris, we appreciate it as always, man. Thanks a lot. Maybe we'll chat before a playoff matchup if the Steelers get there.
Love it. Sounds good, man. Take care. We'll talk soon.
You too. Thanks a lot. Christopher Price, Boston Globe, does a great job.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.